Gabor, Jambo, and hello, Bankless Africa.
It's the end of another week, which means it's time for Sats and Gwe. We give you weekly updates on crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent. I am Miss Purple.
And I am Neki.
Your favorite decentralized reporters from Africa.
Well, looking at the markets, I wouldn't say there is much to report. Everything still pretty seems flatlined. Bitcoin hasn't changed much, neither has Ethereum or Solana, Optimism or the Binance coin. They all pretty much have remained relatively stable. I wouldn't say stable. I would say at the same point over the past week. We have Bitcoin currently at $19,299.88, slightly up from last week's value at $19,066.99. We have Ethereum currently sitting at $8,326.31, slightly down from $1,327.23. Solana currently sits at $32.93, slightly down from $34.35. Optimism currently sits at $0.9065, slightly down from $0.9352 last week. The Binance coin, it's currently at $282.30, slightly up from $280.22. And the bank token is currently at, well, less than $0.01, $0.0099, approximately, from what it was last week at $0.00999. Again, I would always like to say this, that the values of these currencies do not actually depict their utilities in real life. We all know that there could be swings, happens everywhere, even in the stock market, in real life. But, I mean, whatever these protocols stand for, whatever their missions are, to the best of our knowledge, do your own research. They are going strong, but do your own research. Over to you, Purple.
Moving into our national currencies, we're going to start off with the Ghanaian cedi, which is sitting at 10.45 cedi to the dollar from 10.11 last week. The Nigerian naira is at 432.37 naira to the dollar from 430.55 last week. The Lesotho Luti and the South African rand are at 18.09 rand to the dollar from 17.93 last week. The Kenyan shilling is 120.85 shilling to the dollar from 121.36 last week. And last but certainly never the least, the Central African CFA franc is at 676.98 last week. As Neki did mention, none of these numbers are a true reflection of what exactly is going on either on the ground, in the markets, within the economy, you know, for the people. So it's always, always imperative for us to make our due diligence and, you know, perform the right amount of research if we're going to get involved in either one of these specific markets. We're going to do a quick update from last week's headlines. Starting off in South Africa, where the Web3 firm Virtual Nation Builders has acquired the creator of South Africa's first listed proof-of-work crypto, Safcoin.
And payments platform Fuse integrates ChromePay to bring DID services to Africa.
Crypto mining attacks decline across the continent of Africa.
And Pan-African crypto exchange Yellowcard secured another $40 million in Series B funding.
The Ghanaian Minister for Communications and Digitalization says that Ghana needs to find ways to make crypto benefit its economy.
The African Consolidated Exchange, ASEX, calls for collaboration between banks and crypto dealers.
African women graduated from Binance's first blockchain bootcamp.
And for the first time, Kenya and Nigeria dropped out of the top 10 countries on the 2022 Global Crypto Adoption Index.
Jack Dorsey is set to speak at the Made in Africa Bitcoin Conference in December 2022.
And last but not least, on a list of headlines from last week, Binance launched a blockchain education meetup tour across Francophone Africa. Moving on to the headlines for this week, we kick off at Kenya, where the central bank governor admits pressure to convert country's reserves into Bitcoin.
The president of the Central Bank of Kenya has declared the call to convert Kenya's cash reserves to Bitcoin as being preposterous. The stance of the Central Bank of Kenya as regards cryptocurrencies has remained unchanged. The president, Patrick Njoroge, has cited the huge risks involved with trading and buying cryptocurrencies, as well as their volatile nature, which makes them unsuitable for use as a cash reserve basis. Although the use of cryptocurrencies among Kenyans has become more popular, Njoroge remains resolute in the belief that cryptocurrency is not sufficiently beneficial enough to the country's economy for it to endorse its adoption in this way. I mean, I can get it. I can understand feeling that, you know, there are too many risks associated with cryptocurrency. However, I feel like it's also important for us to admit the fact that there is risk everywhere, you know. So even with crypto, and as much as there is a risk there, there's also risk in staying with the fiat space. I think it's just a question of how much risk are you willing to take on? How much of that are you, you know, are you willing to make up for it as time goes by? And of course, you know, as everybody knows, the old adage that the more risk you take, the more rewards or the more benefits you will eventually be able to reap from. So it's just a question of how much of that are you willing to take on. Maybe he's not wrong, you know, but maybe he's also not completely right in the sense that maybe you don't have to do the full reserves. Maybe you can just take a portion and just experiment. I think it's very important for us to, as an entire continent, as people, as individuals, as institutions, and as, you know, central banks, for us to maybe look into exploring so that we're not left out. It does not mean you have to completely switch and go cold turkey completely into, you know, putting all your reserves into cryptocurrency, but maybe it's imperative for us to explore what that could mean or what that could look like by using maybe small percentages and having a dedicated pool of funds that is meant for, you know, experimenting within the cryptocurrency space, because I refuse to believe that we are doomed to be left out of this one. You know, I don't think that that's our calling in this particular instance. Moving on to our next headline, African crypto artist Osinachi announces African Creator Accelerator Program on Makerspace.
The NFT marketplace has grown rapidly over the past couple years, reaching new highs in terms of adoption, trade volumes, and number of projects shielded. This growth can be credited to the minds of brilliant artists like Osinachi, dubbed Africa's foremost crypto artist, who keep the engines of the NFT space moving. Osinachi has announced the start of his accelerator program on Makerspace, which will allow African artists and creators living in Africa exhibit their art, allowing them gain the exposure and much-awaited recognition they deserve. Selected candidates will have their art featured on the 3rd of November at the premiere of the accelerator program in Lagos, with a follow-up exhibition round in Miami for six artists who scale the initial exhibition round. Well, first of all, I have to say that I wasn't initially very big on NFTs, you know, because I always just told myself, oh, it's just a bunch of over-optimistic people trying to sell a bunch of art. But that was like way back. But then over time, I began to see the popularity of it and the intrinsic value of what some of these pieces of art could mean to the people buying them or holding them or even creating them. So like these days, I am definitely very sold onto NFTs. Love the movement, love the projects. Personally, still trying to dip my feet in some. And I feel like African artists are really doing a lot. You know, we have a lot of NFT projects that are surfacing in Africa. And it's just really great that we have an African, you know, somebody who is from the same hemisphere, the same demographic, that is trying to do their bit to ensure that these people who are currently creating can actually have a platform to show their pieces of NFTs to the world. And I think that's a really beautiful thing to see. So it's a case of a brother helping a brother, literally. And we really hope to see more of that in the African blockchain space. Moving on to the next headline, South African teens skip school to chase crypto dreams, aka the big bag.
The crypto craze is becoming especially particular with African youths. The focus on this one is in South Africa, where young people are abandoning educational prospects to chase lofty dreams of getting rich quickly with crypto. It is a cause for concern, however, given that many of the people in this specific demographic are not entirely aware of, or rather they choose to turn a blind eye to, the potential risks involved in the crypto industry. This trend has been traced to the influence of so-called crypto influencers who preach the gospel of achieving this sudden wealth through crypto. Although South Africa ranks 8th in the world in terms of crypto adoption, it is apparent that its people might be way ahead in understanding the concepts of cryptocurrency and its intrinsic value. I think it's important for us to remember that I think this happens with every single new trend where young people feel like, you know what, if I can just fully focus on this one thing, I'll be able to make it out. And when you come from a position of you know, education and school never really working out for you in the same way that it does for other people in different areas, it becomes kind of a thing that's common. You know, the same thing happens so much with music, where people will drop out of school to pursue their music or their art dreams. So I'm not really surprised that it's happening with crypto as well. It is, however, obviously very concerning because people have seen what happens to people who drop out of school for music or for art or for fashion or for whatever it is that they want to pursue. It's never secure. It's never guaranteed. And I think, you know, there isn't much you can do outside of educating people, which I think on this podcast, we always talk about how it's important for us to educate people, because for them to feel the need or feel comfortable enough to go off and leave school and get into this is because they've seen what it can do. And it's not to say that it's not possible. It's just to say that it's not secure. It's not guaranteed. So it's very risky and it's very dangerous for us to turn a blind eye to this and just say, oh, it's whatever, kids are going to do what kids are going to do. I think it's important for people who are already in this space to educate the kids and, you know, the young ones that are coming in, because they are our future, you know. So if they do it wrong, if they go about it wrong and they don't even fully understand what it's about, then we're going to have a very big problem on our hands. So it's unfortunate, but I have to admit that I'm generally not surprised about this particular turn of events. On to our next headline. Polygon hosts its first Web3 bootcamp in Kenya.
I think Polygon is beginning to feature more frequently in these headlines. Now, Polygon is in the process of hosting its first ever event, which is an 8-week-long intensive Web3 bootcamp and hackathon in Kenya. The camp will be co-sponsored by the global crypto bank Zend Finance, with the intention to give financial incentives for developers to allow them take their projects from ideation to execution. The goal with the bootcamp is to give training and education around blockchain development, provide financial support, as well as making mentorship opportunities more accessible. I feel like this is exactly what a lot of builders in the Web3 space need, mentorship. You know, like it pretty much feels like the space is saturated. But then we also know that there is room for a lot of opportunities, room for a lot of involvement. But a lot of people just do not know how to get in. I mean, they want to probably have the technical know-how, but they're just so stuck going around in circles, trying to figure out how exactly to get involved. And I feel like this would definitely help a lot of people find their right footing in developing on the blockchain. Moving on to the next headline. Ghana is set to catch up to Nigeria and Kenya in terms of global crypto adoption.
African countries, predominantly Kenya and Nigeria, have for a very long time held top spots on the list in terms of global rates of cryptocurrency adoption. However, Ghana seems to be catching up to speed. Recent statistics from Chain Analysis has shown that crypto peer-to-peer trading in Ghana has quadrupled over the last 2 years. At this pace, the country has great potential to be at par with Kenya and Nigeria in terms of adoption rates in the near future. This might be accelerated by the eventual unveiling of the country's digital currency, CBDC, as a step to encouraging adoption of digital currencies and financial inclusion. I think overall, it's always exciting to see more countries getting into, you know, the top spots. With hope, maybe us down here will eventually get in there. But who knows? It's not a race to the finish. I think it's more a race for us to to get curious, you know, a race to see more people just being genuinely interested about the space so that we don't, you know, miss out of the official, how do I call it? Maybe the launch of the, I don't even know if launch is the correct word, but rather this, you know, the beginning of this frontier. I would not want for any of, you know, a large majority rather of the African continent to be left out and kind of be picking up the crumbs and, you know, maybe just simply adopting what's already been built. I would like to see us at the forefront actually doing the building and doing the initiating and doing the, you know, the curious learning so that we can find solutions for us as an overall continent versus as our little individual country. So kudos to Ghana. I hope to see you at the top someday. On to our next headline, a blockchain-based healthcare ecosystem, Immunity Life, launches groundbreaking HIV and AIDS treatment outcomes study in Kenya.
More innovative use cases of blockchain technology are being explored, you know, in health and finance and technology. But we all know that HIV has had really destructive outcomes over the past decade, and with recording an estimated 10 million casualties in the last 10 years. A recent study has been able to unify the entities involved in providing this specific sort of healthcare, including the HSPs, that's the health service providers, human and capital resources, and technological infrastructure, with a purpose of highlighting ways by which the outcomes of patients can be improved through the application of blockchain technology. Immunity Life is a full-featured and sustainably designed platform that can be used to execute health campaigns, reward patients, and seamlessly combine health-related data and data management tools for physicians, patients, and families. Although many studies show that a significant percentage of Africans living with the virus do not have access to needed medications or do personally choose not to medicate even when medications are made available, the model aims to use blockchain methodologies such as incentivization and reward systems to encourage patients to regularize their medication regimen, amongst other things. Now, moving on to the next headline. According to a report, crypto is quietly thriving in sub-Saharan Africa.
A report by Chain Analysis has shown that crypto adoption in sub-Saharan Africa is still steady. The report included a statistic saying that at least 80% of all retail crypto transactions, that is, transactions less than $1,000, were from the region. Cryptocurrency is gradually becoming ingrained in the everyday life of the ordinary African, as many turn to it for facilitating their retail trade and commerce, as well as remittances and other payments. I think this is quite on par. I like to quote Think Decade quite often on this, but there is something that he said. I'm not even sure if, you know, sometimes you say things and it doesn't come from trying to prove a point, but it was just a fact, you know, that while the rest of the world is, you know, so busy trying to navigate their way around how to restrict people to play around with crypto, Africa is busy changing lives, you know. So I think remittances is the biggest thing that crypto has been able to do for a lot of us, you know, and allowing for the most seamless kind of payment and transaction. On to our next and final headline for this week. Binance brings back crypto futures trading in South Africa.
Well, what is Satsangwe without a sprinkle of Binance every week? Binance has officially launched its futures products in South Africa. They did this with the help of a partnership with Five West OTC Desk Limited, a leading fintech service provider for trading pairs, which is a part of Brickhouse Trading Limited, a member of the Binance Group of Companies. The relaunch was only made possible by an intensive period of compliance and governance-related processes to ensure they are within bounds of Five West's license, authorized FSB 51619. The Binance USD margined and coin margined futures will be available for eligible South African users via Binance's platform. Director of Binance in South Africa, Haynes Wessels, said, and I quote, "We are pleased to be relaunching crypto futures in partnership with Five West as it delivers on our core focus on ensuring local industry compliance while enabling greater access to digital futures for South Africans." Okay, so I'm not much of a trader, so But I do know what futures are. I know what options are. And I personally don't trade because, well, I'm not sure I want to put my money on the line yet. But it's definitely something that maybe in the future with proper guidance, I might be inclined to delve into. Now, that is not financial advice. That is just my take, my opinion, saying that I might want to get into it later in the future, but not right now. So before you go into trading or futures or anything, please do your own research and maybe get proper signals or meet a proper tutor that could teach you how to do it.
So with that, just a reminder that none of what we share here is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make the show possible. You can always use the links in the show notes to do your own research or any other links that you have access to. Don't forget to subscribe, share, leave a rating, and please also leave a review. It makes it that much easier for us to be able to keep giving you this phenomenal show. We are, after all, our own wildest dreams, the hope of our own tomorrow. So until next time, be relentless.